this independent media outlet. Nora, your financial support is tax deductible.
We're back, everyone. We're back.
We are so back.
So back, and we were talking about Dungeons and Dragons conspiracies.
During our break, yeah. Not during our break.
Also before.
Also before the break. We were constantly talking about it.
Constantly. We were obsessed with this. Before the break, we're talking about some examples that happened back in the 80s.
Yep.
And, well, you told me that there is one more.
There is one more. Actually, I should have looked that up during break. Now we have to cut up because I need to...
Okay. This will get cut. And
actually,
we're back.
A guy named Christopher Pritchard, who basically orchestrated the murder of his parents. No, this is his accomplice. Chris Bart Upchurch. Oh, it's you. Oh my God.
There it is. The connection.
Oh my God. It took me a while. Okay. I'm looking at a picture right now, and the eyes. Yeah, they fit.
Yeah, they're pretty seductive.
I can see the mania in them.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're going. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Seductive, yeah. If you're a devil spawn.
Okay, yes. Are. Absolutely. So what happened with, what's his name? Chris Pritchard.
Chris Pritchard, yeah. He I guess he was just kind of a psycho in general because he killed his parents. He orchestrated the murder of his parents. And
yeah, I guess
he was a adamant Dungeons & Dragons player.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, I mean, he really didn't do the Dungeons & Dragons community a favor, but I think in his house or his dorm room, I think it was in university at the time, there was like a map of a Dungeons & Dragons game, but laid out the same way his house was laid out. You know, it made him really look like a... It made him look like the game was, you know, like he was living the game.
Yeah, like he was planning ahead?
Yeah, which maybe he was, right? But obviously...
Yeah, but I mean, you can do anything. So the game itself shouldn't be, you know, to blame.
Yeah,
however, I reckon some people blamed it.
Right, the media did. And what was important is I think that there was afterwards a movie about it. Actually, movies and even a book.
I mean, we were joking before about Netflix doing an adaptation of this, but there was a movie already.
It was actually like this. Yeah, I think there was first a book written about it, which took inspiration from it.
Okay.
And people got that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then there was a film adaptation of the book. And then later, even a secondary movie with Tom Hanks as the main character.
No.
He played the sicko.
No.
Yeah.
What was the name of the movie?
Mazes and Monsters.
Damn, Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah, Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah, that was like an older one as well.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is quite old, yeah. But basically this reinforced the idea that this would drive you insane because,
Wow. Crazy. I mean, with Tom Hanks, so...
Yeah, it's a big actor.
But it's a big actor, and what's interesting, it looks like one of his first movies.
Yeah, right. It does, yeah.
We have the cover here on the screen, and it looks old. Quite old. Yeah, so I guess
it's a nice cover.
It's a nice cover.
A bad message, nice cover.
Yeah. I wonder how they adapted this. Wow. Might be interesting to watch it, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too when I was reading this, that I kind of need to watch it. But, I mean, knowing the backstory, it's kind of a little bitter, right?
Like, yeah, but that's also what I think about all these Netflix documentaries about murders. Like, there's a new one out, essentially. It feels like every single week.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, what are we doing here, man?
No, it's so bad. It's so it's so counterproductive, too. It's like the same thing of when you report about school shooters. You know? It's like you only motivate new ones.
Yeah, but I feel like with this Netflix thing, they're just like glorifying the
Yeah, exactly. They are,
the people, they give them like cool names. If they gave them like stupid sounding names and make
the names
fun of them.
Is where your issue lies.
No, I mean like the whole thing, like the branding of these people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Brand them as this crazy like dark alley killer or something.
Yeah,
it sounds cool and mystique, you know, and then, you know.
It's like edgy teens will eat it up.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's so popular online as well.
Yeah.
And I just, I can't get behind it, man.
Yeah, don't like it either. I mean, not that there's not good documentaries. What is the one about, like, not Sea Life, but, like, there was, like, Plastic Ocean was one that was pretty good.
No, documentaries like this, of course,
they're good.
But
I
mean, like, the ones
right,
about
the
serial
true crime
killers.
Stuff, the true crime stuff.
Yeah, those about serial killers. That's, I mean, if they have to make them, don't make it as cool, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know why they do it, of course, but, I mean... You know, there must be like... It's too much, I feel like.
It's too much, yeah.
But I mean, we will change this once we work at Netflix starting next week.
Right, starting
and
next week.
For now...
I don't know, we can move on from this a little sad part and maybe get a little lighter because this is my first show, you know, we can't go crazy right now. I should stop using the word crazy.
Crazy is a good word.
It's a good word, yeah. It's a good word.
Crazy is good. Crazy is Laura approved.
Laura approved.
Okay,
Wow.
I mean... So, I mean, I gotta say, thank you so much for bringing this in today, because I never heard about something like this in the case of D&D. Because also, I mean, as I said before, I always thought it was just like a normal computer game.
I thought so too, yeah.
But turns out it goes way back.
Yeah,
and
way
it's back. Also, if I didn't know this game and just having heard of it, you know, from these kind of articles, oh boy, I would think this is some, you know, one of those, you know, very niche, you know, devil worshipping kind of games.
It does
but
sound kind of like
it's so far from that, you know. It's just like any single other role-playing game out today, it's the same thing.
I think once you know it, I think you just realize I think it's just nerd stuff.
It's just nerd stuff, but it's also it's accessible to everyone.
Not in a bad way,
not in a bad way, of course,
nerd stuff,
but,
like,
you know,
it's just,
but
you know.
it takes a special kind of person to sit there for 8 hours, let's just say that. And when I did it for 4, I mean, I felt kind of special.
You felt kind of okay. So this is also good for improving your self-esteem.
Oh,
is that what you're saying?
Definitely. I learned to break down doors.
Right.
Or
like figuratively or literally, or actually not even literally, you just imagined it.
Yes, because it actually did not happen.
It didn't even happen. Not even in your imagination.
I was dreaming about it happening. I killed some orcs.
Oh, really?
Some bad orcs, wizards.
That's where the murder comes from.
Yeah. So, choosing between this and GTA.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right. GTA, for those who do not know, it's a video game.
Series. Which, I guess it's tough enough to know about it. Grand Theft Auto.
Right, yeah.
It's, I think I feel confident in saying that it's the most popular video game franchise currently there. Because, GTA 6 is supposed to release next year. And the anticipation is, it reaches some crazy numbers online. The first trailer, which came out a year ago, it has over 200 million views.
Really? That's a lot of views. That's a lot of views.
It got almost 100 million in the first 24 hours, which broke all kinds of world records.
Oh my God.
People are waiting desperately, man.
I didn't even know about it.
And it's funny that we bring this game up, because when it comes to game controversies, video games are, not far from those.
Right, especially, the shooter stuff too.
Yes. Yeah. Shooter stuff, especially GTA, every single time a new one comes out, last time it was GTA 5 back in 2013.
Yeah.
There was many conspiracies as well there.
Really? Elaborate.
Well, there was so many. Just the classics of, kids being able to take a car and drive, crazy.
Of course, I wasn't allowed having to access to all that. Kid.
No, same. I didn't even have a driving license back then.
No, I meant like NVIDIA. me too. I wasn't allowed to drive a car, but I meant in video games, I wasn't allowed to do it either. Or maybe cars, but I remember I wanted to play, or my friends played video games which had guns in it, and I was not allowed to do it.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
You go over there for like one of those, night sessions. You would have pizza.
I just went to my friends, yeah.
Exactly. And they always would have some of the newest stuff, It was the craziest thing. It was so cool. I also remember once, it was like in daycare after... daycare after primary school.
Yeah.
So it was like fourth grade of primary school. So I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was daycare after, before your parents could pick you up. So it worked where we were back then. And we would get lunch there and everything. And one of my friends, he had the original PlayStation Portable, the PSP.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on it, he had GTA Chinatown Wars.
Oh my God, I loved GTA Chinatown Wars. I had it on my Nintendo, but my mom didn't know about it.
Oh, wow. Right. So you were one of those cool kids, huh?
It was pretty late, actually. I was everyone else already had a PlayStation. But what I would do is I would go to the video game store and play the demo.
What? That was possible in our lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were old. We were younger than
that. I mean, how old are you actually?
I'm 20. How old am I?
Jesus. Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm 23.
You're 23. So there was actually possibilities for us to try out video games in video game stores without supervision?
At least when I was, I don't know how old
Where
I was.
Where was
probably this? 12, Softridge in Bahnhof Stadelhofen.
Doesn't that sounds like anymore. Sounds like Switzerland, no?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You're Swiss.
I'm Swiss. Oh,
well, it all comes together here, ladies and gentlemen.
That is nice. It's really nice listening to people getting to know each other.
Yes. Because actually, this is our first proper sit-down, really.
Yeah, we only met at the meeting.
Like 2 weeks ago for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And very cool. Thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thank you. I appreciate you showing me around. It's very fun.
Sure thing, man. And I think we're slowly running out of time here as well.
Are we?
I think we are.
Can I ask you one last question?
Of course you may.
So I asked you this in the break already, but what would your ideal Dungeons and Dragons game look like if you were the Dungeon Master?
The Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master.
Game Master.
Game Master, yeah.
That is a very good question.
I mean, just the setting,
Setting. We were talking a bit about fantasy games before.
Yeah.
And to our listeners at home, I reckon many of you are familiar with the video game Elden Ring.
I don't know. I don't think it's that like that.
It's because when it comes to these kind of games, it's the most popular one. And that's also the one where I really realized this kind of genre, and got into it just with this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, And if you don't know about it, it's a fantasy game. It's similar to Lord of the Rings, really,
yeah,
in the setting and all that stuff. And back in the day, I was a sucker for Lord of the Rings.
I liked Lord of the Rings too, yeah, as a kid. Yeah.
I read the book. I you know, I watched all the movies.
I listened to the book.
Damn. How long was that, man?
It's like, I think it's 80 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I have a little bit of sleeping issues, so I select like stuff to listen to, and I was like, everyone...
I do the same thing.
Yeah,
man.
It helps.
It's amazing. It's so cool. But yeah, exactly.
So this would be your setting, classic fantasy setting,
you know, with many different areas, like huge mountain ranges, lakes,
different races, like dwarves.
Yeah, elves, dragons, you know, the classics.
Is race the right word? Probably species.
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I think it might be race.
Might be race. But I mean, I thought they're like not human. Isn't race something that you apply to humans?
We'll check this out. We'll be right back.
Yes. No, don't even check that.
That's a good question, but it's something I think...
For another time. Definitely.
Very well. But yeah, so something like this, I feel like. How about you? What would you do?
I would do Zurich Edition. Dungeons & Dragons Zurich Edition. You start at Hauptbahnhof, and you make your way along Bahnhofstrasse. Mm-hmm. And
there's like orcs?
Orcs or, I don't know, bankers. I don't know what's like.
I think it's a fantasy game.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, so, I've never played it, so.
That's true. But from my experience, from what I've seen online, it's fantasy heavy. So I don't think you can fight bankers in the game.
Okay.
Also, we don't want to be promoting violence on here.
No, I mean, fighting doesn't need to be violent.
Absolutely not. That's not what it implies at all.
Right. No, I mean, maybe rock, scissors, stone, you know? Maybe that's like a way to fight. I mean, you roll a dice in the end, so it's, you
yes,
know.
But the dice implies an action to be taken in the game.
Yeah, like paper or rock.
You know, this might be an interesting addition.
Right? It might be.
I don't know if you'll gather many fans with this kind of game.
Well, it's also geographically limited. I don't know people from Basel. I don't think they would play it.
That's a good question. I'll ask my friends from Basel or our listeners from Basel.
Or our listeners.
Write us.
Call
write
in.
Us if you would play this game.
Not right now because we're not live, but call in.
Call in and we will cut you in later.
Maybe.
But yeah, I reckon with this, we have to say goodbye to our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. It was
the
fun while
it
lasted.
Man. We wish you, all of you, I mean, a great Friday evening. Enjoy your time. And again, Andriy, thank you so much for dropping by, man. It was such a pleasure. And I hope we get to do this again soon, man.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Take care.
Say something clean. It's hard to hide from the thrashing knives. Nobody cares about a junkie's dream. More of a sucker than a fiend. It's hard to turn down a smile. We'll be right back.
Ziel.
Das Zürcher Radio. Wo Studis? Für Studis.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a big